This week, the Missouri Senate perfected a few major issues. I want to remind you, perfected is a step where we bring bills onto the floor. Everybody in the Senate gets to weigh in, offer amendments, and do those final discussions. Then once the bill is perfected, it has to wait a certain period of time before it can be finally passed. So with that being said, one of those bills included things called sunsets. And sunsets mean it's over at a certain date. One of the major bills included removing the sunset that prohibits schools from allowing students to compete in an athletic competition designated for the biological sex opposite of that student. What that states is, right now, state law says that a biological male must play in male sports, female must participate in female sport. Currently, that law has a sunset through August 28th of 2027. What we did this week in perfection is get rid of that sunset. So it would no longer have a sunset. Doesn't mean there can be changed in the future, but it doesn't have a deadline date. Also included in that was the SAFE Act, Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act. We passed a SAFE Act at the same time that we worked on the Athletic Competition Act, so it has the same 2027 sunset. What the SAFE Act provides is this bill prohibits gender transition surgeries on minors and would not allow healthcare providers to prescribe or administer cross-sex hormones or puberty-blocking drugs to a minor for a gender transition. Now, again, it doesn't stop it after that person's a minor, but during that time that they are a minor. The Senate also discussed utility legislation that deals primarily with water, sewer, gas, as well as electricity production, as well as delivery to citizens of our state. This is Senate Bill 4. Senate Bill 4, I believe, goal, or Rusty Black's belief in the goal, is to ask utilities to improve infrastructure, improve and expand production of electricity, but I also believe the finished product provides safety for consumers and for the Public Service Commission, which is the ultimate authority on making decisions around those utilities, as well as the Office of Public Counsel, which that office is the one that if we have an individual having trouble with utilities, that is a place that you and I as a citizen reach out to bring our grievance to those utilities. This bill has been worked on for several years, and all the parties have been involved in it. And talking to all three parties, I believe we have ended up in a better place for Missouri citizens that motivates these companies also to start providing us more electricity to help with our reliability issues. The Senate also discussed Senate Bill 167, known as Danny's Law, which would strengthen the offense of hazing while also providing protection for individuals who were around the event where hazing occurred, but reached out to 911 or campus security asking for help for a student that is in distress of any kind. If they help provide relevant information, they've stayed around and helped that student, it would provide some protections from them legally in the offense of hazing. They would not be charged with that or with the direct result of that hazing. And the family of this Danny that was a party to hazing a few years ago within our state, this was something that they truly believe that we need to do. So those students involved would try to help somebody that was possibly being harmed. We perfected that, and we hope that that makes a difference to young people in our state.